Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechet Zevachim, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah are being learned by Schos Asabas Rachel, Shishi Bezach, Rafa, and Rezivik Hagun, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing what to do when Karbanos get mixed up with each other. The Mishnah says, Kachim, Makachim, Min, Beminai. We have two different types of Kachim mixed up with each other, meaning all the animals here are Karbanos, and they're also the same exact Min. For example, two Karbanos Chatos, or two Karbanos Oila, something like that. So they all have the same Avaida, we just don't know who the owners are. And therefore, it's pretty simple. Zay Yikrav Lashay Mishu, Zay Yikrav Lashay Mishu, they're all brought for whomever they belong to. Obviously, the Kohen can't have in mind who the owner is because he doesn't know who the owner is. He just shechs them stam, and that means that it's automatically for whoever the owner is. Now, it's important to note that this is only a carbon of a woman because a carbon of a man needs smicha beforehand. The owner has to lean on the carbon with his weight. Essence wouldn't know who the owner is. We can't do that here. But again, if they're women's carbonos and they don't need to do smicha, then we're just able to bring them all, no problem. Now, let's say kachim akachim min b'she'eno minoi. We have two different types of kachim, two different types of carbonos that got mixed up with each other, and it's two different minim. For example, chatos with an oila. What do we do? Yerach Estavu, these animals go out to graze until they get a mom, the machru, and then they get sold. Then we take the value of the more expensive animal. Both owners whose animals got mixed up have to take that amount of money and buy a new animal with it. And he loses out the extra from his own house, which basically means, let's say we have two animals, one of them was sold for 100 and the other for 200. So both owners over here have to take 200 out of their pocket, and how they decide who's going to end up spending the extra 200 is not discussed of this Mishnah, but both of them have to spend 200 on a new animal and bring that as their carbon. Now, let's say the person's carbon got mixed up with either a Bukhar, which is a firstborn animal, or with Meiser, which is Meiser Behema. That's every 10th animal that's born to the flock. These two animals don't have pidyon. We can't be paid to them. We can't have them grazed till they get a mum and then sell them and use that money to buy carbonos. We have to eat the Bukhar and the Meiser. And again, we don't know which animal here is the Bukhar or Meiser and which one is the other carbon. Yerachi Stavu, they go out to graze until they get a mum. And they're eaten as if they were Bechor Meiser, and it's not a carbon, they're just shechted regular, and they're eaten like that. And now we have a little bit of a rule in the Mishnah. All different types of carbonos are able to get mixed up with each other, except for chatos and asham are not possible to be able to get mixed up with each other. That's because a carbon chatos is never able to be an ayil, a ram, and a carbon asham is only able to be a ram. So obviously we can't mix up a chatos and asham, but besides for that, all other carbonos are able to get mixed up with each other. And we want to mention again something similar. We have a carbon ashram that got mixed up with the carbon shlamim. Now, their matan damim, their blood applications on the mizbech, are the same exact thing. So here we don't have a problem. The issue is where they're able to be shechted in the azara and how long they're able to be eaten for. That's different. So what do we do? According to Tanakama, Yerachi Stavu, they go out to graze, so they get a mum, we sell them, take their money, buy a new carbon ashram and shlamim, as we've discussed in previous mishnayos. However, Rav Shimon says, we don't have to do that. Both of them should be shechted in the north of the azara, because that's where the ashram has to be shechted. So even though the shlamim could be shechted anywhere in the Hazara, we don't know which one is the Shlamim, so we have to shech both of them in the north, and they're both eaten according to the more chamer of the two, which is the Asham. Asham is only eaten for a day and a night, and therefore the other one, which is not the Asham, it's the Shlamim, but again, we don't know which one it is, it has to be eaten as if it's an Asham. However, Amrulai, the Cham, Tanakama, respond to him, how can you do that? And this is an important line over here. We don't bring Kachim to Beis Absol, which means we don't lechatchila take Kachim and do something with it that we know for sure it's going to be possible. And that's what's happening over here. One of these animals is a shlamim, and the meat of a shlamim is allowed to be eaten for 2 days and a night. And now you're telling me that I have to treat this carbon shlamim like an asham, and it's only able to be eaten for 1 day and a night? That means you're forcibly making a puzzle. You're not eating this meat when it's allowed to be eaten. I wouldn't do the lechatchila. That's why the Chum have their shita, which is to just let them graze, they get a mum, and we sell them, and then bring brand new animals. However, the Mishnah continues with something that the Chum do agree to. We have pieces of one carbon with pieces of another carbon, kachim kachim with kachim kalim, some that are eaten for 1 day and some that are eaten for 2 days. So then, since we have no choice, it's not a live carbon, it's already been shechted and it's cut into pieces, and we don't know which pieces are from which animal. So then the Chum agree that yachlo kachamer shabahen, all these pieces are eaten like the more chamer of these animals, because that's the best option that we currently have with these pieces of meat. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss more cases of Mishnah Daled and Hay. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.